Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Ballyclare Comrades is one of the few football teams still in existence that were formed by ex-servicemen on their return from serving in the Great War. The County Antrim Club grew out of the local comrades of the Great War Association and played its first charity match in the town in 1919. George Logan, a local historian, and Edward Beck, author of the Ballyclare and District Roll of Honour, take up the story from the sidelines of the club's home at Dixon Park.
Dixon Park gets its name from one of the captains, which many of the men from Ballyclare were doing fighting under. We suffered quite a bit at the Battle of the Somme. There's only three graves around the local area, you know, so all them other families and that never had a chance to mourn or grieve in any way. And maybe the only way that they could remember is maybe talking to the men who were with their loved ones when they died or near them.
A lot of the returning soldiers sort of come back to nothing. They were wounded, they maybe weren't fit to go back to work. So they formed the Great Wars Association, and Ballyclare formed theirs. And after 4 years in the trenches, living in each other's pockets, protecting each other's back, there was that very strong bond, and it was very hard just to get up and walk away and not see each other. So the comrades clubs were formed to gently bring people back into society, I suppose it would be said. So out of that, they decided one day they would come up with the idea they would have a football team. And they called on a few local football teams of the men that was about at that time. And they arranged a charity match to raise funds for the association, and a powerful crowd turned out altogether. And a load of men, it was known as the first team, which was probably a lot of men that were wounded and not fit really for a professional football match.
Well, the first football pitch for the team would have been on the Hillhead Road, which is now Denison's industrial estate. And it would have been a quite hilly area, which the men all responded in their hundreds and come out and dug away and levelled the pitch actually with sticks. A great pitch was formed, and Mr. Kirkpatrick, who served in the war as a commodore in the Royal Navy, who was a great employer and a great supporter of the local community, gave them a shed in which they would use as their changing rooms, and this was taken on a tractor down the Green Road and up the Hillhead Road and into where Denison's would be today.
As you can see, this is the committee room, and all around the walls is obviously the trophies of all the years gone by, right from the 1919 formation. And then there's some of the very old pictures there. You can see the 40s pictures and 20s pictures there from all the different various teams. We have a set of boots up here, and whereby we can't be 110% correct, but we think they're right back from the formation of the club.
This is the first time I've actually been proud enough to hold these. They were Frankie Hill's, who were handed down to him by his elder brother, William Hill, such a great footballer for the comrades in the 20s. The boots actually looks like a boot from a soldier from the war. Maybe they've went home and took their marching boots off and put football studs on them and used them for the match, because they do look like a pair of ammunition boots, which would have been worn by a drill sergeant. I think the team was actually set up in honour of the men who went before them, because the men that set it up took great pride in the team. We're not a big team, we're not a great team, but it's nice to be associated with a team that directly was formed from men from the Great War, and 100 years later we're still here. I think it's a great testament and how much the team did mean to people 100 years ago.
Come on.
Dixon Park in Ballyclare. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.